Welcome Zen Master Sung San to the center. San Sanim is an old, old friend of IMS from the early days, and he's been here many, many times. He's a wonderful teacher of the Dharma, and he has established many centers in this country and around the world. And it's really a tremendous pleasure to have him here once again. Dowan Sanim, who is sitting on my left, is the abbot of Providence Zen Center, which is San Sanim's headquarters, or seat, or main temple. She practiced for 6 years at Cambridge Zen Center, and has been a nun for the last 2 years. She's going to give a short introductory talk, and San Sanim will be happy to answer whatever questions you may have. So thank you very much.
Congratulations on finishing your long fall retreat. We just finished a week-long retreat that is a traditional one to celebrate Buddha's enlightenment at Providence Zen Center. This sitting practice is so wonderful for developing this the personal samadhi and the ability to just come back to this moment and come back and come back and only ask, what is this? And with a very wide and focused mind. And I guess you just started speaking again on Thursday. So you're beginning to move back into your lives, where you pick them up again. San Sanim's teaching is very much bringing this practice of what is this to function. And how do we use our lives and this questioning mind that everybody brings to their retreat? How do we use it in our lives to be of help, to just see clearly what's in front of us, and then to act on that, just all one motion, without the thinking that we so often put in between ourselves and the rest of our lives, ourselves and our friends and family. On the ride over here, we passed a school getting out, and there were children, maybe, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10, who were walking home. And as we passed them, San Sanim looked at them and said, "Good age." They only do it. No thinking, no making anything extra, just only do it. And that is just very much the teaching that I've appreciated from ever since meeting San Sanim, is that just moment to moment we have a job to do, you know, whatever that is, whether it's sitting here and many people sitting, one person talking and everyone listening, or eating our meal or sleeping, whatever our job is, every moment it becomes clear. And it's there, and we just need to be here. We need to be here to see it and to have the energy to act on it. Sansanim suggested that I talk about none, and I still feel real new in this role, but I guess that's a lot of what it boils down to for me is at some point perceiving to some extent the patterns of my life and wanting to make some, giving to external form to some commitment or some direction that I have, and that's simply this person's personal karma, you know. But it's all of our human beings' job to perceive this moment and what our correct job is, and to do it. So if something appears and there's no thinking in between ourselves and this object or this person or this event that's happening, then what am I? You know, what is this moment, and how do we act on it? If there's without the thinking, then there's only just this moment, this person, this event, this object, and the correct functioning. And then out of that, the spontaneous moment is compassion, you know, is being able to be of help, is being able to simply eat our food and take a breath and live our lives and just be here. One of the thinking habits that I think we all are familiar with is checking, and that extra voice that is checking out, what am I doing, and you know, how are things going for me now, and am I doing this right, and on and on and on, you know, the mirror and the mirror and the mirror. I have three little nieces, four and one nephew, and the youngest niece I spent some time with last winter and got to see her learn to walk. And it was a wonderful lesson, just a wonderful lesson. She just didn't check, you know. She kept pulling herself up on the furniture and trying to take a few steps, and she'd go crashing down and pull herself up again and keep trying and keep trying. And she, you know, she didn't ever say, "One more time and that's it," you know. that mind never appeared. It was only just do it. Just, it's time to try to walk. This body needs to walk. And so just keep trying and keep trying. And she's walking now. I know after my first long retreat at Providence Zen Center, one of the older students there came and visited at Cambridge after I came back up, and she asked me how I was doing, and I said, well, you know, all these things are reappearing, all these habits of mind, and she said, yeah, my name is Nancy, and she said, Nancy's reappearing. And it was a real useful, it was very helpful for me to hear that, to know that, you know, after this long retreat, it's not like things are going to suddenly be totally different. You know, there's the same person with the same karma, and the practice is still the same. Just come back to this moment. Just what is this? And be as meticulous and careful with that as possible. But also have that, bring that constancy and that, just that trying mind of a child, you know, back into our lives. So I want to encourage you not to check, to just carry on. And I also want to encourage you to ask any questions of San Sanim that you have, anything. He is open to whatever. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tomon Sanim. So everybody have a question? Your life, your practicing, your problem, any kind. Okay.
Why should I get enlightened?
Yeah. Get enlightened? Not necessary. You want it?
I don't know.
What is enlightenment? That's a stupid. If you want to understand enlightenment, you become stupid. 100% stupid, then get enlightenment. If you want enlightenment, cannot get enlightenment. Only become stupid to get enlightenment. Okay? Because human beings is stupid. Somebody come in Boston. Where are you coming from? I don't know. Why do you come in here? I don't know. What to do here? I don't know. Where do you go? I don't know. That's stupid, yeah? I don't know. Why come in here, Boston, you know? Come in, don't understand. What to do, don't understand. Where do you go, don't understand. So I ask you, where do you come from? Don't know, yeah? What's your name? What's your name? What's the don't know? How old are you? Maybe body age, body name, understand. But you don't understand true age. You don't understand true name. So when you die, where do you go? That's a don't understand. Stupid. Human beings are all stupid, you know. So Buddha went to this mountain, sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 years. He don't like stupid. So he all threw away everything, you know. Much have power, much good situation, everything no problem, you know. Threw away. They went to the mountain, sat under the Bodhi tree, many, many suffering, okay, many, many suffering. 6 years. We have 100 days.
that very short. So he got enlightenment means he attained stupid. If you attain stupid, there is no life, no death. Everybody very clever. So I thought to myself, I am, you know, I am here. I am here, have a problem. What is I? Huh? What is I, you know? This I comes from where? Who make this I? Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. Yeah? I think, therefore I am. So my thinking make I, okay? I not thinking, therefore what? Still have I? So, but I think, therefore, I am this I. This first I have, I think. But I not thinking, therefore, what? That's a nothing. But still have I, this I, first I. That I very important. That's true I, okay? True I. Thinking, not thinking doesn't matter. Something have, okay, something. So if you cut about thinking, something, one things, that we say pure and clever one things. What is a human being? Coming, empty hand, going, empty hand. That's the human beings. When you are born, where do you come from? When you die, where do you go? Life is like a floating cloud which appears. Death is like floating cloud which disappears. The floating cloud does not exist. Human beings coming, going, also like that. Same as cloud. But there's one thing. Always remains clear. That is pure and clear, not depend on life and death. That what is one pure and clear thing? What is that? Huh? Don't know. So don't know very important. So everybody don't understand, but they many understanding, yeah, many understand sky blue, everything understanding. Okay, so this understanding is somebody's idea, not your idea. Everything somebody's idea. You install your computer, then use this somebody's idea. You use somebody's idea. Many into your head complicate. Many problem. Much understand, much problem. Little bit understand, little problem. If you don't know, no problem, okay? So become stupid, okay? If you want enlightenment, become stupid. Don't know, okay? So more question? No? If you have no question, I have many questions. Some drink. No question. That's okay.
From a condition. conditioning experience. I was wondering when and if it can be explained by some karmic relationship to the person or the place.
What did you experience? What kind of did you experience?
Well, I noticed that from the very beginning of the retreat, there were certain people that I found attractive, and there were other people that I did not find attractive. And I can't rationally explain why that took place. And I understand that it's a composite response that comes from certain conditioning. But I was wondering if there are relationships like that that can be explained from some karmic history with a person.
Karma? Yeah. Karma history. Mm-hmm. Do you understand karma history?
No.
So karma comes from where? Very important. Sutra said, first ignorance appears. This ignorance makes all karmas. This ignorance comes from thinking. Thinking. If you're not thinking, there's no karma. Karma comes from where? From our mind. Okay? From our mind. Our mind disappears, karma disappears. Karma and mind both become empty, then return to your true self. Understand that?
Hearing it for the first time like that, I don't know that I do, but.
If you're checking, don't understand. If you're checking, I hate you. Then all karma and the mind disappear, okay? So, very important, don't make anything. Means don't make I, don't make mind, don't make karma. If you make something, everything appear. Mind appear, then karma appear, everything appear. So, sutra said, mind appear, dharma appear. Dharma appear, name and form appear. Name and form appear, like this, like coming, going, life and death, everything appear, okay? That's a karma, okay? Mind disappear, dharma disappear. Dharma disappear, name and form disappear. Name and form disappear, like this, like coming, going, life and death, happiness, sadness, everything disappear. The name is, we say, Nirvana. Okay? So, don't make anything. Just moment to moment watching practicing, okay? So, I ask you, what kind of practicing? 3 months. What kind of practicing? On eat, sleep? Huh? What kind of practice?
What kind of?
Practicing, meditation. What kind of meditation? What kind of your direction? Why do you meditation? So I ask you. Of course. Your answer may help other people, you know. Also help me.
I practice to attempt to experience as purely and clearly as possible the present moment. I have seen that when I suffer, it's from not doing that. When I try to understand, it's from not doing that. And so I practice to improve, to improve my ability to do that.
little complicated, huh? Yeah, a little complicated. I think that insight meditation means first three kinds. Insight into impermanence. Whole this world, everything appear, disappear, appear, disappear, non-stop, never change, always changing. Everything is broken. What is not broken things? What is not changing things? So, everything is changing, 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 impermanent. Everything, even Buddha. So, you must inside into impermanence. That's first cause. Second cause, inside into impurity. Beautiful clothes, makeup, give beautiful hair, earring, necklace, very beautiful, but stomach have set. That's not beautiful. Yeah, this, but that is our body, you know, our body, okay? Also inside the mind. Many desire, many, many desire. Many want sex, many want this sleep, many want this anger, also many want this money, many want this sleep, and many want food, good food. This tongue must have a power, you know. That's a too many, that's 30. Too many, then 30. Yeah. That's so impurity. Inside impurity. The next, finally, inside into non-self. Inside into non-self. Where you come from? When you die, where do you go? Nothing, yeah, nothing. People have no eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind. Now have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind. When you die, you have no eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, mind. So you have no color, sound, smell, taste, touch, object, mind. So nothing. That return to primary point. If you return to primary point, there's nothing. You must attain nothing then if you attain everything. Because nothing make everything. Everything return to nothing. So form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Very important point. Yeah. So make your process a little make this a simple necessary. Yeah. I give you Kong'an. Why do you eat every day? How do you answer? For what? Every day eat, for what? For your body? For your what? For your tongue? Yeah, this tongue has much power, okay? Only good food, sweet food, coffee, chocolate, everything. So why do you eat every day? For what? For body? For your family? For money? For job? For your country? For all beings? But bigger, bigger, yeah? Yeah. Become clear. If you for all beings, then what? How do you for all beings? Every day eat, how? How help all beings? That's the point. So meditation, any kind of meditation, no problem. You make direction clear, very important. Why do you meditation? Why do, that means why do you eat every day? Same point, okay? Why do you eat every day? Why do you meditate? Same point. If you're different, then your life and your practice is different. Your life is facing east. Your practice is facing maybe this west, you know? Then this way. Then confused. I practice necessary. I make correct life the necessary. Which one, you know? But your life and your practice become one point, one direction, very important. Why do you eat every day? Why do you practice? Same point, same direction. You know that?
I know the importance of it, but it's extremely difficult for me to establish that within myself, because the mind wants this and it wants that. And because I don't know myself or have a grasp upon the source of all these various desires, I can't bring them to one point. And so I can't just go in the proper direction to find emptiness or truth. Do you have any suggestions?
You attach to emptiness. You attach to quiet. I go to the chance, the monastery, coming here inside the meditation center, very good feeling, good location, good teacher, good food, everything, no problem coming here. Then go society, yeah, kaka, noise, oh, that's terrible, that's hell. I go to inside the meditation center, that's heaven. Your face lighting, I like that. That have a problem, okay. But you must don't attach quiet, don't attach to this, emptiness, okay. You must attain emptiness, attain quietness. If you like quiet, like emptiness, then have a problem. If you attain emptiness, any place, no problem. Beer hall, no problem. Dancing, go-go dancing, no problem. Any place, no problem. Whole world, emptiness. No, sound is no sound. Sex is no sex. Dancing is no dancing. Only outside dancing, but inside very emptiness, nothing. No problem. Any situation, any condition, no problem. Moment to moment, yeah, watching you. If you moment watching, nothing. Then come in this, inside the meditation center, outside the society, living society, not different. You attach to something so different.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
You attach to something.
Oh, I'm attached to many, many things.
Correct.
That's my problem.
Somebody tomorrow morning kill you. Pew! If you not take away your attachment, I kill you. What can you do?
I got to throw it away.
Throw away?
Easier said.
What? What is throw away? How throw away? Do not throw away, then your attachment will disappear. So somebody say to you, I kill you tomorrow morning. If you holding attachment, then I kill you. If you put it down anything, I not kill you. What can you do?
Well, I can try and put it down.
Try? Then maybe. still.
Well, I guess if it were a real threat, I'd find a way. I probably wouldn't get much sleep. That would be intensive practice.
Very good. So what kind of practice?
What kind of practice?
Yeah. Attachment practice? Desire practice? Anger practice? What kind of practice?
What kind of practicing?
What kind of meditation?
Do I do?
Mm.
Well, I mean, I don't try. I try to release.
I try? If you have no eye, then what? No try, yeah?
No,
you have eyes, so have a try. If you have no eye, no try. How take away eye?
Get rid of attachment to begin
with? Huh?
Get rid of attachment.
Yeah, attachment doesn't matter. Okay? Attachment doesn't matter. First, take away eye. Inside into non-self. Do you have a mind? Do you have a mind?
Not now, I don't.
You have no mind. Then no problem, okay? Already have no mind, your attachment all disappear already. You have mind, this attachment, anger mind, desire mind, all living in your mind. Mind disappear, this all disappear, okay? That's the point. So always keep this mind, okay? No mind.
Always comes back. Even when I'm in the present, there's still
present? Pain. What is the present?
Right now.
Right now. What is now? You say now already passing. You make now, you make present. That's a problem. What is now? What is the past? What is the future? What is 1987? Where is 1987? Sitting? Yeah, floor? Somebody riding here? What is 1987? Human beings make this 1987, yeah? Human beings make just now, just now. Just now, already in passing. Just now, not exist. Our thinking make now. If you cut double thinking, then what? If you cannot cut double thinking, I hate you. Maybe then this take help you. Okay. So, very important, we say, don't make any similar, don't make I. Don't make I, then don't make mind. Don't make mind means don't, everything, desire, anger, ignorance, suffering, happiness, everything living in mind. So mind take away, everything disappear. Or is there no mind? No consciousness. But our thinking make everything, you know. The sun. The sun. Sun never say, human beings, my name is sun, okay? You call me sun. Never say that. Yeah? The moon. The moon. My name is the moon, okay? Never say that. Human beings, that's the sun, that's the moon, that's the mountain, that's the stick. This stick never say, I am stick. All made by thinking. So first, we are return to primary point. This is a practice. Return to primary point means no name, no form, place. No name, no form. How? Cut off all thinking. How cut off all thinking? Just breathe in, breathe out. Just watching, moment to moment, watching, okay? Just watch. Watch means just perceive. Eating time, just eat. Sitting time, just sit. When you see sky, just blue. When you see this wall, just brown. When you hear dog barking, just woof, woof. When you eat sugar, just sweet. That's all. Just do it. Okay, good. So, more questions?
You say don't make anything. But we have learned from Joseph that you have made many centers all around.
I never make centers. They make centers. They call me, okay? I not make anything.
It's very hard to imagine that they would have come into being without Son Sanin.
So I ask you.
Draw my question.
So you ask me, you say don't make anything, but you make many centers. So I ask you. That's my answer, okay? Buddha said, everything have Buddha nature. Understand? Yeah. Everything have Buddha nature. But someone asked George Zen Master, does a dog have Buddha nature? He said, mu, no. Buddha said, everything have Buddha nature. George said, have no Buddha nature. Which one is correct?
That was the first koan I was given, and I still have not passed.
Not bad. That's not a first koan, last koan. Not bad. So I ask you, you have mouse, okay? You have mouse.
Yes.
Mouse. Everything too, nose, ear too, eyes too, nostril too. What? Why one mouth? Why one mouth? Everything too, two, okay? Mouth too, then no problem. One side talking, one side eat, then very easy. Who is a mistake then? Somebody mistake, somebody. Maybe your parents mistake, or maybe God mistake. Maybe Buddha mistake. Two, this two, eyes two, nostril two, then mouth two, no problem. Very good, you know, balance, you know, balance. One side talking, one side eat, no problem. Why one?
I have no idea.
Correct. You have either have a problem. So many people have much idea, so this world is complicated. You know? Communism, only communism idea, okay? Capitalism idea. So why? Husband, wife, idea different. So why? Then children cry, okay? So no idea, wonderful idea. But our mouse, it is much have a problem. This ear only one job, two, but one job. Eyes also only one job. Nostril also one job. Hear, see, smell. But this mouse is not one job. Eating necessary. Talking necessary, also tasting necessary. Three kind of job. So very busy, this busy, you know. All the time, so we are Zen said, open your mouth already, mistake. Very busy. Also many desires. This tongue, many desires. Many good food, all want, okay? Chinese food, Italian food, or French food, or many Japanese food. They don't like good food, you know, good food. Always chocolate, always ice cream, popcorn. Always this desire. Also many bad speech, you know? This is that. I understand that. Your tongue. Tongue much have problem. Mouth much have problem. If you have two mouths, more problem, okay? only one mouse much have problem. If you two mouse, too much have problem. So one mouse necessary. So everything two, but mouse much have problem, so only make one. Okay? Maybe that's a joke, okay? So I have a question.
How do Buddhism and Christianity relate to one another?
One of my students, New Haven Jensen, he is a famous minister. He's a Shinichi this Yale University. Then become this minister. There are many working church, many years. Then he came New Haven Zenta, then studied meditation. Then become Dharma teacher. Also, he become this New Haven abbot of New Haven Zen Center. We together go to Korea. Korea now Christian very strong, very strong. So this minister and Dharma teacher, Buddhism Dharma teacher. Everybody interesting, you know. Someone asked him, I heard about you are minister and Dharma teacher. Same as your question. How different? Then he said, tree is green, but this tree never say, I am Christian. I am Buddhist, never say that. Sky is blue. This sky never say, I like Buddhism, I like this Christian, never say that. That's his answer. Okay? Don't know?
That's one way of looking at it.
Only one way? Well, I think. Okay. Then we are going to this monk school, you know. Many monk, well, maybe 200 monk. Then we are lecture over there. Then he is also Dharma speech. Then one monk asked him, I heard about your Dharma teacher and the minister. If you choose one, which one is choose? What minister or Dharma teacher? Then he said, his answer, everybody give to me this tea. I thank you very much, I drink. That's his answer. Very high class answer. Don't know.
Buddhism doesn't profess a theology like Christianity does. Is that correct?
I don't know. I not so much study Buddhism.
So you don't have any concept of God within your mind?
Okay. In Sutra said, Nirvana Sutra said, all formations appearing and disappearing. That's law of appearing and disappearing. If you both appearing and disappearing disappear, that's stillness breath. Okay. Bible said, be still, know that I am God. How different? Say?
The practice seems the same.
Practice it? What kind of practice?
The practice of realizing who you are.
Huh?
The practice of realizing who you are seems
very that's similar. A Buddhist to say that. Buddhism said that 10,000 Dharma return to one, you know? But this one comes from where? Do you understand that? If you don't understand, you cannot say it's same. If you attain one, also you cannot say same.
Not sure I understand.
You don't understand. Because if you say same, I hate you. If you say different, also hate you. Because stillness is breath. What is stillness? Stillness means be forward thinking. Be still, know that I am God. This be still also be forward thinking. Be forward thinking, same. But be stillness means there is no speech, no word. Already be forward thinking. So you say same, I hate you. You say different, also hate you. What can you do?
I'm not sure.
Not sure, okay. Yeah, you are not Zen student. So very difficult. That's point means be still means this we say primary point. If you attain, complete attain your true self, that is if you complete attain your true self, that's non-self. So we say this, you know, we are your proxy, okay? Your proxy. Inside into non-self. Inside into non-self, there is no speech, no word. Open your mouth already mistake. Okay? So you say same, I hate you. If you say different, also I hate you. What can you do?
Then you're saying, if I understand you correctly, that there's something common.
You open mouth, I hate you. You ask me. Okay. What can you do? It will same hit you, not same hit you. You ask me. You ask me.
I did ask you.
You ask me. Same or different, ask me. Understand now, yeah? Try that. That's your practicing. That's the teacher teaching you. That's teaching you. Don't open mouth! Silence! Okay? So, more question? No. So, it's a good story. I have a good story, okay? This story very interesting. In China, famous Zen master, this Toram. He studied Buddhism. First study Hinayana Buddhism, next study Mahayana Buddhism, next study meditation. But still don't understand what is Dharma. Oh no, this Dharma comes from where? Don't understand. Somebody said from mind. But I don't understand mind. So I don't understand Dharma. So around this teacher, where is a good teacher? Then one day, visit the great Zen master, Namchang. About him. Where are you coming from? And my from this Hyeongju. Hyeongju, that's far away. Yes, far away. I find want a good teacher. Everybody said you are a good teacher. So I come in here, ask some have a question. Oh, you have a question? Ask me. What is a Dharma? Oh, you want Dharma. So I ask you, how many steps do you have from your this Hyeongju coming here? Zen master, I could not find, never count, okay? So I could not answer. Then Zen master, that's a thinking answer, okay? Only one word necessary, one word. Okay, thank you very much. So, you go to meditation room, only sit. How many steps come in here? Then you meditation. Meditation, meditation. Then only how many steps I come in here? Only big question. Then finally attain something. Now understand. Rotate Sutra said, Rotate Sutra said, one is many, many is one. Only one step. I come in here one step. Yeah, that's the correct answer. He very happy, you know. Then went to the Dharma, the Zen master room. Oh, come in here. Do you understand that? Yes. How many steps do you have come in here? Then, only one step. One step? Your leg is too long. So that's a hybrid. Then again, heading, God. Then meditation. Then Apatanka Sutra said that there one word appear, original, nothing. So no coming, no going. No coming, no going. Aha, no coming, no going. So our mind is nothing. So no coming, no going. I attain that. Then Zen Master, I attain something. Attain something. How many steps are you coming here? No coming, no going. No coming, no going. How do you speak? If you no coming, no going, no speech, no word, how do you speak? Don't understand. Then next, meditation. How many steps? Then complete quiet mind, complete empty. Everything's empty, you know. Everything's from empty, and return to empty. So hard to stress said, form is emptiness, emptiness is form. So now I understand complete emptiness, nothing, you know, complete nothing, complete emptiness. He talked to Zen Master, I complete attain something. What did you attain? How many steps do you come in here? Nothing, emptiness, nothing, emptiness. Then hit, out. Then, if you are nothing, how this out comes from where? You know, in the head. So that's also not correct. So many are already many years practicing. Hope there are many students together practicing, but cannot find the correct answer. Then one day, Zen Master Dharma speech. Sometime, which one is correct? Nobody understand. Then Zen Master said, "Ka!" shout. First time, don't understand why shout. No. Then the meditation time, this Dharma speech appear. Oh, shout. "Ka!" Now understand. Nothing is everything. Everything, nothing. So, "Ka!" It's nothing. Also this Deoksan Zen Master only hit. Guji Zen Master only one finger, you know. That's all same action. Only this nothing. So nothing, how this show nothing? So they cut, hit, one finger. Then go over there. Zen Master. Now complete attain something. How many step you come in here? Then ka shout. How then soon Zen Master, your sound too strong, my ear broken. This cut how many pound? Your sound how many pound? understand how many pounds. You cut how many weight, how many pounds, okay? How many pounds. Don't understand. How is it? Don't understand. So this cannot pass this gate. Then God, I get meditation. How many pounds my cut? I don't understand. Then next practicing. Oh, pound is not important. If you, that point, very quiet, completely empty, pure emptiness. Very clear my mind. It's a crack mirror. Practicing. Then my mind is like a clear mirror. So crack space means crack mirror. There's nothing. Then everything just direct. Sky is blue, trees green, world is white. Everything just like truth. Oh, now understand what is truth. Before only cards hit, that's a substance. That's a correct, reflect it, truth. So he went to the Zen Master, now understand, now attain. What did you attain? Everything is the truth. Sky is blue, tree is green, dog vacuum of sugar is sweet. Everything is the truth. I attained that. Then, you attach the color. You attach a taste, you attach a sound. I can have a problem. What is it, you know? Only this Zen Master checking his mind. So again, I returned to the meditation only. What am I? Yeah, that's substance. That's just the truth, everything. Outside, meditation, somebody outside, walking, you know, sound up here, walking sound, I taste something. Then go to Zen Master, I completely attain something. How many steps do you come in here? Then soon stand up, walking around the Zen Master one time, bow to Zen Master. Thank you very much for your teaching. Then Zen Master, you're wonderful. Now you attain something. Then transmission. This is a very important story, okay? First, how many steps? This question is, how many steps do you come in here? First said, one step. Next, step, no coming, no going. Next, only this emptiness. The next, not use mouse, only cards. Then next, just like truth, sky is blue, trees are green, this point. Then next, just like this. That's just like this. Only no talking, stand up, walking around the master. Thank you very much for your teaching. Okay, that we say wisdom. Everything become yours. The sun become yours. The moon become yours. Whole universe become yours. That name is what we say, wisdom. Okay? Very important. How many times cry your life? I hate you. Already I teaching you. How many times?
Many times.
Only one time?
Many times.
No time? Emptiness? Never cry? Cry.
Cry is an expression that I'm using to describe a sensation I'm feeling.
That your head complicated. Your computer cleaning is necessary cleaning, okay? Many have dust here, okay? Understand dust. thinking dust, checking dust, want dust, many tasks your computer. So not clear. Never appear wisdom. We have a special soap. Do you want that?
Special what?
Special soap, cleaning soap. Your mind is complicated, your consciousness is complicated, special soap necessary.
What kind of soap is it?
I have a special soap. If you want, I give you. You want? Don't want, I not give to you. If you want to give it to you.
So this soap will help clean out my mind.
Of course.
I thought you said I didn't have.
That's a specially. Only use this soap all clean. Do you like? Very expensive. It's a many million dollars, but today is a free.
I think I could learn a lot from you. I think I could learn a lot from you.
No, learn then have problem, you know. Only do it. I give you special soap, only do it. Then clean. No problem. Never suffering. A true happiness appear. Then attain true way and the truth. I'm saying correct way and the truth, correct life. You want that?
Yeah.
Then I give you. Okay? Name is, we say, don't know soap. What am I? Don't know. Only try, don't know. Then cleaning. You don't know soap, clean. Then your mind bright, you know. Then no problem. Always use don't know soap. Non-stop. That's a special soap. Today is a free. Give it to you. Okay? So more question? No? Okay.
If you feel our meditation is getting lazy at times, what is a good way to remind ourselves of the importance to meditate?
Your meditation very important. First, why do you meditation? Your directions make clear, okay? Mm-hmm. Why do you meditation? Your direction make clear. Just try, watching, moment to moment, okay? Don't check your feeling, your condition, your situation. Don't holding anything, don't want anything. That just watching, moment to moment, your action, you know? That's all. Just do it. Eating time, just eat. Watching means perceive. Perceive means there's no subject, no object, no inside, no outside, inside, become one. Working time, just work. Eating time, just eat. When you drive, just drive. Thinking girlfriend, boyfriend, thinking family, money, thinking sex. Then when you drive past red light, then policeman will come, give you a ticket. Then have problem. When you only just clear mind, watching mind, then just drive, then red light, stop. Green light, only go. Then no problem. Everything's no problem, okay? So direction is clear. Why do you meditation? Direction become clear. And moment to moment, just do it. That's watching practice, okay? So we say, don't make anything. Same way, speech different, same style, okay? Technique the same. Okay? What do you want? Why do you meditation? So I ask you. Direction, not prayer. Why do you meditation? Because your meditation means first attain correct way. What is correct way? Bible said, I am the way, truth, and life. Our Buddhism, same. What is correct way? That what is the truth? What is correct life? Three kinds. What is correct way? The next, what is the truth? What is correct life? If you attain correct life, then you attain correct your job, human being's job. Human being's job means moment, moment, keep correct situation, correct function, correct relationship. That's very important. If you correct function, correct relationship, correct situation, that name is, we say, great love, great compassion, great bodhisattva way. That's your job. Human beings, our job. But human beings don't understand human beings' job. Okay? Tree, always up, 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 up. Huh? Water, always flowing, 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 flowing. They understand their direction. They understand their job. Dog, small dog, also bad man coming, wah, 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 wah. Always dog understand dog's job. This chicken also, every morning, they understand the chicken's job. But the human being don't understand human being's job. What is a human being's job? Don't understand, yeah? That's stupid. Human being appear this world already, big mistake. So we are stupid human beings, mistake human beings, make correct. So Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree for 6 years. So we are coming here, 3 months, meditation. Same point. Buddha's sitting point, we are. Zen meditation, insight meditation, doesn't matter. Directions are clear, same point. Buddha meditation, Bodhidharma sat in the Sorim for 9 years of meditation. Buddha's meditation, Bodhidharma's meditation, your meditation, Zen meditation, doesn't matter. Direction is clear. One point. Not only Buddhist, Christianity, same point. Only attached to Christian, attached to Buddhism, attached to Zen, attached to insight meditation, then different. That's attached. My way is correct, your way is not correct, this time I appear. If you don't attach to my way, then same point. Don't attach to Catholic, then attach to Christian, don't attach to Hinduism, don't attach to Zen, don't attach to insight meditation, don't attach to anything, then same direction. Then just do it. Insight meditation style, just inside the meditation, just do it. Zen meditation, just do it. Christian meditation, just do it. Christian meditation, then same point. This is, here is a mountain. It's a top, it's a one point, top is a one point. But roads, there are many roads. East road, west road, south road, also, north road, many kinds of road. Also around the road, you know. But alive is the same point. It's in the bottom, this is the north code, not correct. It's south is better, you know. Not better. same road. Only do it. Try. Then alive is here. Okay. Not try anytime fighting. Your way is not correct, my way is correct, this time happening. Attached my way. So put it down my way. If you're learning one style, just do it. Okay? So there, not only Zen, Buddhism means not only this understanding. When Buddha alive time, 40 years only teaching, never teaching sutra, never teaching this, only speech, only disciple, only hear Buddha's speech, just do it, just meditation, just the action, only moment, put it down your opinion, your condition, your situation, only help other people. If you're holding your opinion, your condition, your situation, cannot help other people, cannot appear correct situation, correct function, correct relationship. Put it down your opinion, your condition, your situation. That's a very difficult, but that's our practice. Put it down, very difficult. So put it down. So put it down means try. Any thinking appear, any desire appears, soon return to primary point. Primary point means any kind of Zen style means Soto style, just breathing. Zen, it's Rinzai style, just watching this, Kongan, okay? Perceive Kongan. So, yes, insight meditation is only moment to moment, watching, okay? Only speech is different. Same point, okay? Just do it. Just try. Don't make anything. Just try. Then you get. Not try, you cannot get anything. If you try, you get everything. So we have I can, I cannot, two words. If you have a try mind, you can. Have no try mind, you cannot. Which one do you like? Zen and any kind of this meditation, you say different. You say same. Because I have this almost this many times. So I have I'll give you homework. Okay, you ask me. 10,000 dharma return to one. So any kind of dharma. Okay, Hinayana Buddhism, Mahayana Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, Soto Zen, Rinzai Zen, all return to one. Christian or this Hinduism, everything return to one. Okay? Everything return to one. Where does one return? This one, where does one return? This one comes from where? This one is not one, is not zero. Then what? You must find the answer, okay?
It would be indescribable, I guess.
Huh?
The point of origin of them would be indescribable.
Describable? Don't think. No. If you don't understand, don't know, okay? Don't check. 10,000 dharma return to one. Where does one return? Is not one, is not zero. Then last sentence, you make one last sentence. Okay? This is four sentence. 10,000 dharma return to one. Where does one return? Is not one, is not zero. Then what? Last sentence. If you find the last sentence, you attain your true self and attain truth, attain correct way and the truth correct life. Okay? You must attain. Last sentence. That's my homework. Everybody, try it. Okay? So very important, the meditation means keeping non-moving mind. Your mind moving, always return to primary point. Just primary point. Just watching. Thinking up here, just watching. That's just a moment. Just return to this moment. Return to that moment. Moment means there is infinite time, infinite space. In moment have infinite time, infinite space. So just return to moment, 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 become clear, 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 clear. Then your center stronger, 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 stronger. Then you can control your feeling, your condition, your situation. Then you can believe in your true self 100%. Then everything clear. Sky is blue, trees are green, dog barking off, sugar is sweet. When you see, when you hear, when you smell, oh, just like the truth, that's become yours. That name is enlightenment, not special, okay? So I hope everybody just do it, moment to moment, watching, watching, just do it, do it. Thinking up here, just do it. Moment, return to just now, this moment, return to moment, okay? Desire up here, any kind of appear, disappear, don't worry. Let it be. Cloud appear, soon disappear. Your thinking appear, just return the moment, then disappear. Don't worry, just return. That we say, try, 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 try. For 10,000 years, non-stop. Okay, try, try. Moment to moment, just return to moment, return to practicing. That's very important. That means we say, moment to moment, just do it. When you're hungry, eat. When you're tired, sleep. Somebody hungry, give it food. Somebody thirsty, give it drink. Somebody suffering, help them. Don't make anything. Just moment to moment, keep correct situation, correct function, correct relationship. If you're checking, holding, I appear. Don't check, don't holding. They never appear, I. Just do it. So moment to moment to moment, just do it, try, try, try. Soon get enlightenment, save all beings from suffering. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.